The Torah tells us in Parshas Pinchas, Vayomer Hashem Moshe the Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen Lemur. Actually, that's not what I'm looking for. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemur. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. That Pinchas, the son of Elazar, the grandson of Aaron HaKohen, Heishiv etz chamasim, Yal ben Yisrael, Bachanav Zohim, Lachain I need no saying always brisi shalom. Vaisa always our achara bris kahunas olam. So what's pshat bris kahunas olam? Why not this bris kahuna? So there's a famous discussion about the status of Pinchas, whether Pinchas was a kohen. Well, we know post facto, after this event, he was definitely a kohen. They gave him the bris kahunas olam. Not only was, but he was a kahunas olam. What was he a kohen before? That's the Gemara and Zvachim, other, the Rishonim discuss. Because Pinchas was born before Aaron was appointed a kohen. So, the question is, did Pinchas have a status of a kohen or not? So, according to the fact that he wasn't a Kohen, so we see his reward, he became a Brisi Kunas Olam. According to those who say he was always a Kohen, so what exactly was his reward? So that's what we'll discuss. That according to the opinion that Pinchas was not a Kohen, going to the opinion that Pinchas was a Kohen, so what's this Brisi Kahunas Olam? So we'll discuss what the status of Pinchas being a Kohen. What does Brisi Kahunas Olam mean? So there's a famous pshat, not necessarily on Pinchas, but by the Aderes. The Aderes, I believe, is the father-in-law of Rav Kook. He came to Eretz Yisrael. He's supposed to take over for Rav Salant, who is the chief rabbi in Yerushalayim, but he had Arichas Yamim. Rav Salant, he outlived the Aderes. Aderes was a big gaon. And so he writes the following. He says, it's Yerushalmi. In Brachas discusses who gets the bench. The guest, the Oreach, or the Balabas, or the head of the household. So the Gemara goes back and forth, and the Gemara, the Yerushalmi concludes that Rav Zeira benched in that case. Shema mina Oreach Mevarach. We see from the Yerushalmi says, we see from here the halacha that you give Habalabayis Botseya Ba'orech Mevarach. So comes along the Deris and says, what's the Raya? That maybe it's no right. Why did Rav Zeira get the bench? Because the Gemara tells us elsewhere, Kiddush and other places, that Rav Zeira was a Kohen. And we all know there's a Din D'Oraisa, V'Kidashto, that a Kohen gets Kiddusha. So therefore, V'Kidashto, so what do you mean, what's the Raya that an Oreach gets the lead benching? The only reason he got it was is he was a Kohen. It wouldn't be a... So how could you bring a proof from Rav Zeira? That's the kasha on Yerushalmi. So the Aderes answers, I'll tell you how. Because it's a famous Gemara in Megillah, famous story with Rav Zeira and Rava. They used to meet on Purim, and the way the story goes is that he had two, I think it's Zayim and Beza Megillah, he had a little too much to drink, and he slaughtered Rav Zeira. And whatever, the different versions, whether he actually killed him or not, but the way the Aderes is learning is, Kipshuto, he did Chiyas HaMesim and he came back. So, we're talking about, so, number one is, it could have been Rav Zeira, so what does Rav Aderes say? That Rav Zeira lost his kuna, you're right. It could be when the Yerushalmi was discussing Rav Zeira was a Kohen. Or we'll discuss if he was or not. But that's, so, you know, you could potentially make a distinction. But the Rishami's Raya, Shema Mina, we see you give it a Reach. I, Rav Zera, was a Kohen. So Adara says, no, he wasn't a Kohen anymore because he was killed by Rava. And the halacha is you lose your kahuna. Once you come back, and then there was Tchias HaMeisim done. So therefore, he wasn't a Kohen anymore. And that's the Raya from the Yerushalmi that Balabayis Botzea Va'orach Mevarach. The question is, on the Adara, it's like, what are you talking about? The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, a pasuk in Parshas Korach, that Aaron is going to eat from the Truma. Aaron, a Kohen, is going to eat Truma. What do you mean Aaron, Kohen, is going to eat Truma? We know he died before the Jewish people entered the land of Israel. There was no Truma. Truma didn't begin until year 15, after Kivush V'Chiluk, or Chiluk V'Kivush. So what do you mean Aaron HaKohen is going to eat Truma? So there the Gemara says, we see from here, that's a proof that Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah, that Aaron's going to get resurrected at Tchias HaMeisim and he's going to eat the kahuna, he's going to eat the Truma. So we see that Aaron remained a Kohen after Tchias HaMeisim. So that's the kasha on the Hakadah Dara, say Rav Zera was no longer a Kohen after Tchias HaMeisim. So it's a kasha. According to the Adaras, why did Rav Zera no longer a Kohen? And therefore, it's a good raya from the Yerushalmi that you could give an Oreach. And yet, explain how Aaron a Kohen can retain his kahuna. So, the different ways to explain. It's no stira. One answer is that it all depends. Well, Rav Zera was a personal, on a personal Tchias HaMeisim. So then, it's a ger kishakat ger sheniskaya kakat and shenoa dami. So the effort Rav Zera was, because his was a private nes of Tchias HaMeisim. But Aaron is a generic, it's built in a bria. We're going to have Tchias HaMeisim. To the average Kohen, we'll lose its kohen. Well, the average Kohen who comes back at Tchias HaMeisim will be like Aaron or Kohen, and Rav Zera was an exception. Or you could say no. That Aaron HaKohen is the exception to the rule. Aaron HaKohen is because why does someone become a Kohen? Because his father was his Kohen, because his grandpa was a Kohen. So you have the kahuna because of your parents. So therefore, once you die, so you're no longer connected, and Tchias HaMeisim, you come back as a new person, so therefore you're not going to have the kahuna. But why was Aaron a Kohen? His father was, according to the opinion that he got the kahuna, it was a matana, a bris kahuna zolam. So his father was, he became inherently a Kohen. So therefore he became inherently a Kohen. He wasn't limited to his father or grandfather, and therefore Aaron retains a Kohen even at Tchias HaMeisim. So according to this pshat, this could be the pshat in Pinchas, Bris Kohunas Olam. What do you mean a Kohunas Olam? That normally, when a person, a Kohen, dies at Tchias HaMeisim, he no longer is a Kohen because he's not connected. It's Gersh and it's Gaya Kakat and Shinola Dami, and therefore, according to that Deris, he wouldn't have his Kohuna. Like Rav Zera. We see Aaron a Kohen. Aaron was an exception to the rule because his father wasn't a Kohen. No, Aaron a Kohen was an exception to the rule. Because his father, he became inherently a Kohen. So you could say the same thing by Pinchas. Pinchas, his father wasn't a Kohen until later. Pinchas himself wasn't a Kohen, and he became a Kohen on his own. That's the Bris Kunas Olam, that it means that he's going to be a Kohen, even other Kohanim after Tchias HaMeisim will lose the status of Kohen, but Pinchas will retain. That's the Pshakabi Pinchas Zu Eliyahu. Eliyahu HaNavi was also, we see from the Gemara, is the Gemara asks all about how could it be Matam Ben Lameis. He became a Kohen forever. So that's the Pshat with, according to this Mahalach, Brisk Kohunas Olam. So what does it mean, Kohunas Olam? Even though perhaps other Kohanim at Tchiyas HaMeisim will lose it, but Pinchas will be in the Aaron HaKohen. Just like Aaron HaKohen, his became a Kohen because God said you'll become. He wasn't born a Kohen. So if you're born a Kohen, so then you lose it at Tchiyas HaMeisim. But if you became a Kohen later, you have a different status. Your Mahusas are Kohen, like by Aaron and by Pinchas. That could be the Pshat, Brisi, Kohunas, Olam.